Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 150, YouTube Video Editor. So for this particular episode, I wanted to share a way to get your videos in all into one file in an easy-to-share and customizable way. So let's say you're out and about on, for example, vacation, or you're at a party and you've taken a whole bunch of videos and you realize that you have no easy way to put them all together and edit them in a way that is presentable for a full-on presentation. And you don't want to have to go through, for example, 2 or 20 or however many videos you have to upload them and label them and make sure that you have them in the right order and numbering scheme and all of that stuff. So that's where the YouTube Video Editor comes in. What it does is, after uploading, you are able to then merge your multiple videos into one long video. And from there, you can add various additions to your video or to the single video that is created. So to start, you will still have to upload all of your multiple videos, whether it's 2 or let's say 15 or whatever. And then from there, what you do, or at least a scheme that I would find the easiest way to go, is to number the uploads based on the order, or at least label them in a way so that when you are merging them, you know that you have a specific order for how you want to make the final video. So when you do merge them, you can then add the various tools to have a more presentation style and presentable total video. So once you have your videos uploaded, what I did was, or at least in the sample video you'll see in the post if you're watching online, or and for your mobile viewers, I'll have the YouTube link, is I published them, but I made them private because obviously my end result is going to be the combination of videos and not the individual videos. You can publish the individual ones if you want into a smaller part. So let's say someone has a low or slow bandwidth issue, then the individual portions might work better, but that is a side issue or side thing to do. So once your videos are uploaded, then you'll go into the video editor and you'll basically drag and drop all your videos into the basically the slideshow style creator. If you've used Windows Movie Maker, it's kind of like that. You'll drag each video that's uploaded in the order that you want. So whether it's by numerical order or in a specific order because you want to do it or create, let's say, a Tarantino style where you put the end result of the day at the beginning and then present them over the course of a day. And then you can do things like add transition animation. So if you want to wipe, and there's a few different options available, but you can add transitions to all the different videos. So if there's some where you realize that are all part of one group, then you may want to skip transitions. And then if you want transition from one part of the day to another, you can add one there as well. You can also add title and transition and also ending information cards. So if you want, if you have a specific title for the day, so for example, a birthday party or a wedding or a reception or anything like that, you can add that as a title and then in the end present or say who created the video or provide contact information or anything like that if you want to put some information there. I have an end title card in the video I created just saying exactly what I used to create the recording of the video. So nothing special, but just an example of that end, or that kind of title card that I created. You can also add subtext during videos. So if you're switching between certain segments of your videos and you want to add more context as well, then you can add that subtext as well. So you'll see in the video that I have shared that the first part is a standard 720p video and the second part is a HD 720p video. So basically, I want to show that differentiation, so I added some subtext title that stays during each segment of that video. And then finally, you can add your own audio if you want to as well. So if you have your own soundtrack or want to add your own commentary track, then that is also an option, so something worth checking out. I didn't add any extra audio to mine just because I really didn't need it. It's just an example video, but that is an option as well. So a bit more information about the video that I have shared in this post. So a Android camera app called A Better Camera. It's an all-in-one camera app, so it has standard pictures, HDR, night mode, group shot, but and all of that. But a recent addition to the video recording mode was the ability to capture HD video. So the standard video capture was high definition for the most part. It uses your camcorder, your video recording capabilities of your device, but it adds the HD recording to it as well. So I thought I'd share or create a video, see what they look like. So you'll see a little bit sharper image in the HD version. It's a little bit more brighter, more it's more popping as far as the visual appeal of it, so it looks that much sharper, a little bit more contrast, that sort of thing. So that much more quality. So just a little bit of differentiation there. So hopefully you can you see that difference there. But that's really all I wanted to compare. It's a simple, short, 20-second or so video. I just want, and I compare the same shots just so maybe I can see the difference. And there's not too much variation. They were taken right after each other, so there's no sunlight differentiation aside from a few minutes, which is no big deal. But I included a few of the items that I talked about in this episode, so you can see exactly how it comes out or how it came out. I kept the original two videos, but I imagine that they can be deleted once you create your final video. And of course, if you want to keep an offline version of the video, YouTube doesn't have that capability of downloading the video in MP4 format. So if you want to burn it to a DVD or Blu-ray, for example, as a final output, or if you're going to be sharing it with people who prefer to have it on a physical medium, then that is also an option. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and all of that good stuff. And of course, you can get the ebooks for This Working Droid at author.patelN01.com. The next ebook should be up in the next few days or so, definitely within the next week. So look out for that. I'll have it posted to the Facebook and Google Plus pages for This Working Droid, as well as on my Twitter profile as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And of course, if you're concerned about not having a computer that is as powerful as you need it to be for video editing or DVD burning or anything like that, then be sure to check out our friends over at Puget Systems. They are very customer service and customer friendly oriented. And I sounded weird, but they will help you out to get you the most customized computer system built for you and tailored to your needs. So if you want something very simple, so word processing, YouTube, watching YouTube videos and that sort of thing, they'll help you with that. And as far as high end as possible for video editing, playing high end video games and all of that good stuff as well, they'll help you out there as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/PUGET to get started and get your custom built computer today. We thank them for their support and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. Thanks for tuning in and until next time.